Hey everyone, Pastor Mark here with Harmony Toluca Lake, and we are together for another short story segment, part of the Our Story podcast with the Harmony Podcast Network. And today I have the great pleasure with this episode joining with Jolly Gosnold over there with, he is the pastoral assistant with St. Martin in the Fields in London, England. And hello, Jolly.
Hello, Mark. Good to see you again.
It is great to see you. So you'll learn more about Jolly in a longer Our Story segment, but today we're going to be focusing on specifically the LGBTQ community. Just a quick background, though, on St. Martin in the Fields. It's an iconic church as part of the Church of England, Anglican. It's located on the northeast corner of Trafalgar Square in London, and it is well known for its religious and social engagement. Its origins go all the way back to the medieval period, and that current building that they are in is, I believe, is from 1726. And so it has got an inclusive approach, an inclusive community, and you'll learn more about how Jolly and I made a connection in January of this year, 2024. But cutting to the chase for today's short story segment, you ready, Jolly?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. So this month is Pride Month, and it's not only Pride Month in the United States, it's Pride Month over in England, and so hooray for that.
Absolutely.
Yes, and in fact, we have just celebrated the Pride Parade over in Los Angeles, so it is a fantastic time for us to be able to do that as a faith community, and lifting up our LGBTQ plus siblings as children of God, fearfully and wonderfully made. And so, Jolly, what is the Church of England's official stance on LGBTQ issues?
Now, Mark, this is a big question, and I'm going to be opening all sorts of cans of worms here. But let's just say the Church of England's official stance is one of inclusion. You know, first and foremost, it should be, you know, on paper, all are welcome in this place, all are loved by God, and God sees the gift and the value of every human life, regardless and because of one's sexuality, race, gender, ethnicity, disability, etc., etc. However, unfortunately, that's not always how it plays out, and there are still we're still very far behind on in a basic sense. You know, you can't actually be gay and officially get married and get married in the Church of England as a gay couple. Recently, you know, in the past year, because this is something that we're having a lot of discussions about, there is a new provision for what is being called prayers of love and faith, where your wedding, a marriage between two men or two women, can be blessed by the church. And you can have a service that looks like a wedding and smells like a wedding and sounds like a wedding, but is not officially a wedding and a marriage in the church. And so we are still behind, and there is a lot of work going on trying to find that equality in the Church of England. Yes. The other thing that I think is really interesting about, or I don't know if it's the same in the Methodist Church, but the Anglican Church is a very broad church, you know. From St. Martin in the Fields, we're here. We're a very inclusive, openly inclusive church. You walk down the road around the corner to our nearest, you know, to another Church of England church, and they can be conservative, evangelical, they could be, you know, high Anglo-Catholic, and you can have a real range of opinions and teachings. So actually trying to get what is our unified opinion and point of view on something is very difficult.
Right. Well, here in the United Methodist denomination, since you and I had met, I mean, it's only 5 months ago, the denomination here for the United Methodist Church has made significant changes in just a few weeks ago. And so we are about to change the Book of Discipline, which is the church's denominational laws, removing anti-gay legislation, which is fantastic, as well as in our churches now, we will be able to celebrate LGBTQ marriages, as well as have openly gay clergy. We're able to remove now any kind of disciplinary charges for that. And so that's the strides that we have just recently made. So that but we've also had our struggles.
Yeah.
And if you've read anything about the UMC, we have disaffiliations with those who have disagreed. And we've basically had 25% roughly of churches have left because of the inclusivity that we have embraced. Not easy. But I'm so glad though that the Church of England is at least having those discussions and doing its best to move forward.
Yeah, it does feel like we're moving in the right direction, which I'm grateful for, but it's slow. Nothing moves quickly in the Church of England.
Right. But it's also interesting that St. Martin in the Fields is well known for its inclusive and support for the LGBTQ community, even while it's trying to balance traditional church teaching. So how is that reflected in your setting?
Yeah, I mean, we, as you say, we are very openly supportive of all LGBTQ plus people. There are, you know, we're all siblings in Christ, and it's always been the way at least for a very long time at St. Martin's. It's been ahead of the game within the Church of England. And we're celebrating Pride Month here. We have the Pride flag flying above the church, which we're very, very proud to have. And in such a central location, it does get attention and people do see that. And that says something to people. They go, oh, that is a place of welcome, hopefully, that they'll see that. Mm-hmm. And they'll go, "That this is a church where I'm safe." And that's really important to us. A number of our clergy are LGBTQ plus, and a number of our community are. And that's just that sort of backs up that we are that safe space for all, I think, because, you know, people plant their roots here and they see that it's not just words, it's not just lip service, but we do what we can to make sure everyone feels welcome and loved and seen and known and cared for by one another and by God.
Yes, amen. Have you found there to be any challenges in being a more inclusive faith community?
Yeah, I think it's inevitable. When you put yourself out there, when you pin your colors to the mast, as it were, and you say, you know, we are an inclusive space, you are going to come up against criticism, and you're going to come up against people that profoundly disagree with you, and you're going to get abuse online, you know, some very passionate Christians will send us daily abuse. You know, we get it in our email inboxes. People will find our emails and they will tell us exactly what they think about us being an inclusive space, and they will write pretty hateful things on our comments on Facebook. And because we have this public profile, we got a big target on our back, you know, and that can be difficult because fundamentally you want to protect people who are vulnerable. And I really believe, you know, I believe that we can have differences of opinions. I understand that there are going to be churches and Christians who have a range of differing opinions on matters of sexuality and gender identity. And even though I may profoundly disagree with someone, I'm not going to attack them. I'm not going to get into their emails and tell them how hateful I think they are. Even if somehow I may, you know, there may be times where I want to respond and get into an argument, you know, not engaging is sometimes really important because, you know, we can't just continue to pour fire on fire in both directions. Mm-hmm. So it's a difficult one, but I, you know, the red line for me is when, if people want to be, they can have their differences of opinion, but if someone who is vulnerable, somebody already on the margins, somebody, particularly in the LGBTQ plus community, is collateral damage because of their differing opinion, you know, I'm going to stand up for them, and I believe that's the calling of the gospel to do so. I believe Christ calls us to love and care for our neighbors. And that means standing up for what's right when people who are most vulnerable in particular are at risk because of other people's, frankly, bigoted views.
Yes, I, you know, just it's so important that we do stand with our siblings and let them know that they are cared for and supported, and that we will stand there with them and actually also lead the way for them when needed.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to know that what you're doing is making a difference.
I think it fundamentally, this idea, as you say, about standing with people, that's who God is. And that's how we see it. You know, God's way of revealing his love to us was to be with us, was to know us, was to stand alongside us, and not to come and fix us, but just to be with and love us. And that is the same calling, I think, for us in allyship, in our relationships with all our siblings in Christ, is to go, I'm going to stand with you, I'm going to love you, and I'm going to know you. You know, I think that's our calling.
Yes, yes, indeed. Well, what is your hopes for the future in regards to the churches, and this would be the Church of England's relationship with the LGBTQ community?
Okay, so my hope for the future is that we have spaces where every single Church of England space is one where you can walk into it and know that you are safe no matter who you are, where you come from, where you've been in your life, where you've been last night. You know, you can walk in through those doors and know that this is going to be a safe space for you, because there is so much damage that has been done by the Church of England to so many people over so many years, that my hope, and it's going to be a long way off. It might not happen in my lifetime, but that my hope is that our churches will look like and feel like that welcome that Christ offers, and that everyone feels safe and feels at home.
Yes. And I'm just so proud of you, because just in the short time that we've had this connection, you are a pastoral assistant, but you're about to go now into becoming an ordained priest. So that's a 3-year process. So I'm so proud of you in making this forward step in your life, but in ministry, but also just knowing that everything that you are doing, Jolly, is making a difference, and it is a forward step. And as you said, who knows what the future holds? We know what we want the future to hold and what God calls us to do, but we just don't know the exact role that we play other than just following Christ's lead.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I really appreciate that. And I really appreciate, you know, when we did meet, the encouragement you gave me in that time and that you've given since. I'm really excited, you know, for this next stage, next chapter. You know, the Church of England will be frustrating at times, but I do feel called to be a priest here. I feel called to serve and love people here and to help nurture the gifts of others. You know, you talk about as well hope for the future. I really hope that, you know, I'm here as an ally, as someone who loves LGBTQ plus people, and I'm here to celebrate Pride and celebrate everything that we do at St. Martin's for LGBTQ plus people. But my hope for the future is that, you know, you don't need me as an ally here, but, you know, we've got that our churches are filled with the gifts of the diverse range of people that maybe would call themselves LGBTQ plus, and that they find a space to grow and speak out and be known and be loved.
Great. Well, I think that's a fantastic way to end our short stories segment. And you know what? I look forward to continuing the connection, because we'll have other relevant topics to bring up, and I'd love to get your perspective as well. You are now within my circle and now Harmony's circle, so that is fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. It's really lovely to see how our two communities, you know, in these big creative cities on different sides of the world, what we have in common and and what's different as well. And that's really exciting to hear about all the amazing work that you guys are doing there. I, you know, lots of respect.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And the same likewise here for what all of you are doing. So for those listening, we're so grateful for all of you listening here and just like, download, share these episodes in all the ways that you can. And we look forward to having the next short stories episode this next month. But in the meantime, you can also check out later in the month of June my longer conversation with Jolly, and we look forward to sharing that with you soon. In the meantime, enjoy this day and peace.